Thursday night, or with Tess Tamuz, my son Eliel's birth. Okay, so we're learning in Chaschinuch, we're learning in Mitzvah Chavav. Chaschinuch is having these multi discussions, all rather short, sweet discussions about various Yisurim, worshipping Abba Zohar, doing different avodas. So we're doing what we have a Sivav, Osvav, Vihinei, Al Kodos.
Why is that not one of the big four?
Because it's not.
Eli
Ata is not one of the four avodos that you do with a karma.
No, no, but it's, even if that's not the derech avoda, if he says it,
made up, not made up,
in front of it, not in front of it, it's a size two.
So,
I don't know.
So what do you mean, why isn't it one of the big four? Because it's not. It's not one of the big
four. So what is it? That's a derech avoda?
It is the kernel and the essence and the nub of every avoda zara iser. You makabal it as a deity. So here he went straight for the jugular. Makabal it as a deity. He got rid of all the nonsense. He's doing the kernel that's wrong with everything.
But in the Chinuch, when he says if you're over, he says it's if you do the derech avodah zarah or kolo kederech in one of the four ways.
Yeah,
that's when you actually get, a person gets the...
Well, now we're going to discuss the Gemara starts for saying Eli Ata, you also do. On one hand, it's not one of the formal avodahs. On the other hand, it's the essence and the nub of all of them.
Right, this is a misunderstanding, but okay. When he says over, he doesn't include it.
It's not clear if he includes it or not, but we're learning on the Mechazchino.
Yeah.
It says, saying, Eli Hatas Chorv Chayv Karos Eskiva, Achim Tzorech Hasro Ba'amir Tzorechino. Ferg Beis Me Akum Allah Hatas, Kosova Kessus Mishnah, the Megadeif, that's Mevorech Hashem, Kivin Shein Bo Maisa, because it's only Amira, and it's Tzorech Hasro. Gemara links the two things. Maybe the Viram and Perikov may Eidus
Alokhatas.
Is that a Svara?
Let's see.
Well, maybe the Viram and Perikov may Chaseidus Alokhatas. The Ein Leidem Zomim in Shkogo, the Vishayim Bo Vigachain Trichan Hasro. The Rambam makes that hook. Vayin Sham Basagos arrived. Shehiksha, if I'm gonna take this linkage seriously, God Mishnah can call something. You know something? Good point. Doesn't mean Hasra. Ain't Tzorech Hasro. Just say Eli Ata.
That's against everything we said. Right?
No.
We just said above in the previous paragraph and now that Eli Ata is Chayv Skila.
You're saying that now also. Ain't Tzorech Hasro.
Ain't Tzorech Hasro. Okay. Because there's no Maisa.
Yeah, now what could possibly be the link? Well, And anyway, what would be the that the Rambam doesn't even mean that when he made the apparent linkage. I don't know how to explain why you wouldn't need Hasra. I would suggest, but I admit that what I'm about to say is very schwer, but I'm trying to make some sense out of this linkage. You know, you get hasra for doing something. But let's say the lav is more like a state of being, not doing. So then you wouldn't, it wouldn't have hasra because you're not doing anything. It's just a certain state of being.
So just kill him for being in a state of being.
Yeah.
That's very,
Don't worry about the killing. Why are you so
No,
the point is
skila, sorry.
Some lavim, so I'm saying maybe that's the linkage. Whenever there's no maisa, the Torah, let's say mekalel. This is how I would say it. I mean, it's not just a chiddush, it's fair. If you want to explain the linkage, if you want to go that there is a linkage, let's say there's no maisa involved. So when the Torah says don't be mekalel someone, and we look at the klala itself as no maisa, so what's the Torah telling you not to do? Can't tell you not to do nothing, right? There it is. So pashtus, it's not a problem. The Torah says don't do this, and legally it's not a maisa. You don't care. But so maybe it's like the Torah would say, don't be mekalel, but don't be a mekalel. See, that's what I mean by a state of being. Maybe a possibility is that when it's aimed by maisa, so it's never don't do kach v'kach, because it's not a maisa. The Torah wouldn't say don't do kach v'kach. So what would it? It would say, "Don't be kach v'kach. Don't be a mekalel." Okay, so manela, there's no hasra. Hasra relates to the maisa. Obviously, if we're talking about a hasra that's necessary, because we taka think the guy might be a shogeg, then you need hasra no matter what. But we're talking about like as part of the process to be mechayiv him. Misa, to have Asura. Sometimes Asura is needed because you taka think the guy might be shaking. You might not know. That's just a requirement. But we really don't. What? So I assume if there's a possibility he's a shogeg, so even in these cases you wouldn't get the Einish. You would have trained by Misa. And even though Ein Tzorich Hasra, that means a formal Hasra. But a good old hasra that is needed to make sure he's not a shogeg, I can't imagine you don't need that. Look, upon him, that's maybe the linkage. Maybe.
Like the Rambam says, this is the one he quotes. He says, even if he's a choser, tok de dibor, it doesn't matter. He gets the skila. He's megadev.
Yeah.
And tok de dibor, he says, no, I don't mean it or whatever. Tok de dibor, it doesn't matter. He gets the skila. It just seems like, in other words, like my producer said,
well, do with anything.
Said there's a tremendous musar word here just with his speech. You know,
well, that's the din of the Gemara that there's no din of Tachdini,
no,
because they were there's no din of Chazor Tachdini. Some things you don't do unless you have already Yishuv Adas and you made a decision to do it, so you can't be Chazor Tachdini. Four things: Kiddushin, about the Zara, I forgot the other two. Okay.
So
I am a Mishnah. But he says anyway, it's not, it doesn't make sense really that there should be such a linkage. But Din Zed the Sarach, came for Shrashi to San Heaven, that's on his land, and Allah, the Ramas, Lama, the Shmayim. Atam, the Chsiv, lo Tachmo, lo Tachasa, Olaf. So you learn out from that that you don't give him Asra. You don't want him. Venera de Lava, I time, lo Yamachli, lo Hasra, after Ubloy Maisa. Oh, see, there's no linkage. Remember, Isi Kushim and Divi Rambam, Shom Baruch Avov, Kami Amisnabe B'Shem Avoid Zorah, Im Hisru Bo Chaya, Vurashan, Dalo B'Shem Bo Maisa, Zorah Hasro. Yeah, he never really gave an explanation of what the linkage would be.
Right. But he repeated it.
But he's proving now that it doesn't exist, that linkage.
I mean, he's against the
Kesher. Yeah, from all these places. V'neam akabal olam beloa v'adichayom lahasus boi meloyi alecha. They certainly, the hasro could be, right, you have to get the right lav. So this lav, not to believe in a different power, you know, independent power other than Hashem. So that certainly you can give him hasro for this lav. That's exactly what he's doing. V'neam akabal olam by saying Eliyato, I mean, Makabal all of Amunus Elohim Acher. That's what he's doing. He's exactly violating this love. Vav Shabalei Veinu Mamin, Mikol Mokom Dvarim Shabalei Veinu Dvarim, and he's saying Eliyato. Pheni Bishas, Shom, that's on Makalaf on the Beis.
So that's why you give us wrong. Because Dvarim Shabalei Veinu Dvarim. That was part of the reason, right?
Dasra is the only thing allowed to do this. How does Dasra? I don't see the connection to Dasra.
Why are you bringing that Dvarim?
He's talking the halakhos. He's talking the halakhos of being makabel by Aloha.
But that whole beginning piece of the Rambam and the Ramban and the Chokas is included all in this
love. Yeah.
So his answer there, and the way that I've explained it, was that this love is going on the acceptance in the heart.
Right, that's what he's saying.
No, but so he's saying here that even if an Israeli doesn't believe in it.
By Eliyato, that's what it is. By Eliyato, that's the pa'ula of being the Kabbal, the Aloha, that's what's awesome.
It's not a pa'ula. I mean, or, I don't know,
okay,
whatever it is.
The act.
But that was that.
He's being the Kabbal, the Aloha. Now you say, Dvarim Shabalei Veinu Dvarim.
But the whole point is the way you're at, that's what I understand.
Yeah, but he's... No, the point is the lay, but he's expressing that it's believer. He's saying, I believe in this as a deity. So even if he's thinking to himself, I really don't, I fooled you. Yeah, you kill him. The last laugh's on him. In other words, when a person expresses, I believe, then even if he really, really, truly in his heart doesn't, that's Dvarim Shabalei. But he does things to express belief. That's why they're relegated to Dvarim Shabalei.
So, and if he then even afterwards tells us, you know, I don't really believe in that. I'm just kidding. It doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter. He says, "B'chein hu b'shas sham dafsa mechalav ha'medveiz gam emal ha'meira imekabel olav ve'loa gam rov ha'moidu d'chayim." Enu Rambam kan ha'lachavav. Ayin senhedon dafsa mechayim ha'alav. Ve'yeshna b'leib, ve'yemaz chutaisus, ayu ve'yeshna find places on Muhammad Bey, the Rimaskan and I on the rabbos. Because with the Eliyata Darka Bukalabu the Zora. He's saying Eliyata is called Oderech Avodah. And he says, Mkain, I'm Hisru Bo, Mishimbo Sa'ovdaim, which is the law of not to worship every Abu Zora the way it's worshipped. That's the specific law we'll have in number 28, I believe.
Give us
Rosh Hashanah. Give us Rosh Hashanah.
Different love.
Koyel derech avodoso. I'm king chai. Portion. Okay. I don't know why it's portion. I think it's okay. He wants to categorize it as a type of avoda that is derech avoda for every avodah zara. Okay. Not just saying it's a deity. Kabbalah.
And we're saying it needs Hasra on the end or not?
What?
It needs Hasra or it doesn't need Hasra on the end?
You're not talking about now. You're talking about what?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
This is Naskana without a needs Hasra. Naskana on the Keter before that we learned. Zion. Ayin Rambam Perikalo Michal Jisai Jitari Allah Kadala Kosov Sham David Gechavim Lo Enes Misa Eimem Misa Tovid Abadu Zara. Okay, this is a very famous Rambam. But even though the dinner you heard about Yavar, but if you were not Oymed Ben Asayim and you gave up your life, and you didn't give up your life because you wanted to live, you violated the this is sort of a Bodhi Zara. So you don't get punished. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. Even though you're not allowed to do what you did, you've to have been Moshe Nefesh. But if you didn't, you don't get punished for it. What?
It's
called an onus. That's the, like, it's a psychology. Even though the Torah demanded that you do it, this I always found interesting. I'm not sure even today if I understand it. But I know that these are the words. That even though the Torah was machayev to do it, if you didn't do it, we look at you as an oinus. So I never really understood if you're an oinus, if you don't do it, then how can the Torah demand that you do it? If you see if you don't do it, you're an oinus, because you have all whatever arguments you have. So then, that should carry over. If it's an oinus, if you don't do it, how can the Torah demand that you do it? This is something I have going for. I mean, I have different teirutz in Yimchuyiv to. It's like chutz miderech hateva taka. That's what Yimchuyiv to do. Yimchuyiv to find the inner strength to go a bond beyond oinus. If you don't, you're still an oinus. The Torah demanded of you that you rise beyond even being an oinus. Like, it's so abhorrent that the phrase of someone told someone, So he can't do it. He can't do it. Then the question of giving up his life, he just can't do it. He's not going to do it. So that's what the Torah wants from us in every fear of the desire. Okay. So the Rambam says you're an honest. If you don't do what you're b'chuyiv to do, but you're still called an honest because the choice is death. So the person can, he feels forced into it. V'yashvolam du'a u'v'loy honest. The pasuk, the anyan kesef mishna hikshav shema ramachal, mu'ur b'san hevdun da samachtal da malalot da poyer asma gubal po'or. Even though he means to be mevaseh, va'uva doimuta, avol bisha mekabel olav hasra. He thinks he's doing a wonderful thing. Yeah, but he's mechaving levazosa because the mitzvah comes with a mesham eino elochiel chatos.
Even if it's Rabazosa, if you got Hasra, right? Like, except for this, where is it?
Okay, so that's what he's discussing now, if that could be true. Because if Mishnah calls him the member of Hasra, because if Mishnah calls him the member of Shomeinu Elachiv Chatos, we won't punish you. We won't give you a corporal punishment. Members of Hasra, the Chai of Misa. You're giving him a straw. You're telling him we're discounting the fact that the Torah is Zion. He can't do it, and he does it. I'm going to kill you for that. So my money is straw. Even the Torah potter, but he got them right from Largo. He's over the law because he's going to be Moshe Nefesh, but he's not Moshe Nefesh. So it's not good. He'll be punished. He won't be punished because he's an honest. If not, then the Zuyay. Also, last Savoyal of Yazara. The Rinam Sanet, the Samachalav of Medvezik, so the Shakhnes was who? The Stachlallah. Her died in the Shemayim of Potur. Okay, that's because he thought it was a shul. Ze eno, the title of the Shemayim, by the way, in a Chayim. But the main title of the Shemayim, the Shemayim, back to the Yezu Dovar, to impress his girlfriend, let's say. If you do the title of those also, you come and come Chayim.
What's the case of his butter?
If he thought, he thought a certain building was a shul, and he bent down to it. So then it was on the way to Zara.
He got no answer, obviously.
Yeah. I guess the same. Why am I just talking about the Sikha and the war, the Inatkalon, Chilakavodis, Minvasum, Achas, Mehena. You can do either or, you don't have to do all of them. Minen sham achas zvicha mi achas simen echad. Achas zvicha, me achas, and pas zvicha mi achas mehena, simen echad. Ein sham Rashi. So it sounds like you are mukhli for shechting one simen. Ach bem is vim nuskanes ha-shad, a posit va osu vay mari va vay nuzoro, kin yuk mani vav zu vayel nem chayi va simen echad. Because it's mechlau mufka for the parasha of zvicha.
So now we have a Padai does that one simen to do it to a Avodah Zarah, to shech in front of an Avodah Zarah, he's putter.
Yeah.
And a guy who says that, and he's just trying to.
You want to have anomalies in Torah?
It's not an anomaly, it's just a musr or whatever. I'm not trying to.
Yeah, I have to stop. Yeah, I'm sorry. So we're up the ice test.
We have a few minutes.
903. 903.